Great to have your company, Adelaide, on a big momentous day. Port Adelaide set to break with 149 years of tradition and announced this afternoon they'll go with co-captains for the first time in the club's very proud and long distinguished history. Ollie Wines and Tommy Jonas, and it's a big rush hour shout out to those two boys.
Congratulations, lads.
Magic work by them too. They'll become together jointly the 64th captains of, it's a tough one because it's going to have an asterisk.
Trav was the 63rd.
Was 63. Don Cassisi was 62. Tread's back prior to that, and so on and so on.
Not sure.
Just intriguing. I just flicked open Twitter.
Yes, you did, Lou.
And a tweet at the top of the page was from John Cale. Jack Cale.
The great man.
John Cale. To completely change PAFC leadership and tradition, Ken Hinckley and his coaching staff must see a huge advantage in the decision to appoint co-captains. This suggests we should look forward to an outstanding season. Put a bit of heat on.
There's the Godfather.
There it is there. For the record, I like it. I think the game's changed. I know it's a massive cultural shift because that is what Port Adelaide have been and the number one. But footy's changed in the sense because you don't go to training jars just two nights and day and say, follow
it's
me.
7 days a week.
It's a job in itself being an AFL captain.
Yeah.
Let alone the pressures and the scrutiny that comes in on you. And their call is that two are better than one because a problem shared is a problem halved. No, Confucius did not
solved.
Say.
Problem.
Yeah. Luke, you know what I'm trying to allude to. Jars, your thoughts again on
should Port Adelaide retire the number one jumper? I'm going to ask the great Dom Cassisi, because we'll have him on the show shortly.
Well,
should they?
I would think without a doubt that it goes away.
Just put it away.
Until such
further
time.
Notice.
Because this might not be the future blueprint.
No.
This may well just be for now, because these two guys are the two best ones. And there is no standout as one. And Kenny thinks, as like John Cale has pointed out, it's best for the club going forward. We have two men who are captain of the club. Port fans, 133353, would love to hear what you're thinking, feeling. You've had time to get your head around it. Yes, it becomes official today, but it's been out there for a little while that the shift has been coming. What do you think of your football club now deciding to go with the co-captains? Cheeky drive-by by the Crows, throwing out a co-captain's photo last night too, once it was announced. Started to make media. I don't know where that's at, John. All right, so big show. Dom Cassisi coming up. We'll talk to Dom because he's been a modern-day captain, John. But Rory Sloane will be on the show after six. AFL Exon. That's what he's doing at the moment.
What's the latest gimmick?
Well, we're going to talk about that. I tell you what, honestly, that they are getting to a level. What they can teach is the BBL how to shorten up a season. Just put it into 2 hours. You know, I'm taking a positive. Glasses half full with AFLX. I'll give it a chance. Bog standard 3 minutes. I'm watching it. Sloaney's doing that. We're going to look at what's going on and how they're going to kickstart it and make it really trendy with the kids. All right. And unbelievably,
I can't believe this.
Another story out of Melbourne. Yeah. Unconfirmed rumours suggesting that anywhere up to 16 players at one club have used the mental health excuse to escape drug testing.
Can't believe this.
Now, trying to dig a bit deeper to see whether it's worth investigating fully, but
I need to talk about it.
It is just dominating the landscape again. A couple of presidents aren't happy. No surprises. Jeff Kennett
and some players have come out strongly.
Peter Gordon, Western Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Players have come out and said, what the hell is going on here? So we're trying to get to the bottom of it, but if that's the case, the Pandora's box is open again.
Here we go again.
All right, so the show, we're ready to rock and roll. Port fans, love to get your thoughts, though. Your football club today, during this show, will officially announce and add to the very esteemed list of captains of that football club, Ollie Wines and Tom Jonas. We want to get your thoughts. 133353.
By the way, you were right. Problem shared is a problem halved. Well done.
Well done, Luke.
Just doesn't sound like Confucius.
I don't know if it's Confucius.
Because it's solved.
Buddha wouldn't say that.
No, but I need to rub Buddha's guts.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
Here comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane dog. Rory! Rory!
Yes, the champ is back with us, and he is the co-captain of the Adelaide Football Club. Seems to be the day for it. The one and only Rory Sloane. Sloane dog, welcome back.
Afternoon, guys. Thank you very much.
Technically not back because you're in Melbourne and you're doing a bit of AFLX and getting ready for that. But most importantly, how are you travelling, mate? How's the summer been for you and how's the rig? How are you feeling?
Feeling good, actually. It's been a very good summer. I've done every session so far, touch wood. We'll keep that rolling. I've been enjoying it a lot. I suppose when the boys come back and they're enjoying the hard work, it's definitely a good sign, so... boys are in good shape and we've got a lot of guys out on track at the moment, which is a really good feeling.
And the Donald, can you confirm all the reports suggesting a lot more fun this time around this summer, more focus on you guys really enjoying yourselves. And if that's the case, that makes a massive difference.
Well, yeah, a bit of that. It's makes sure we're enjoying what we do, which I think is important in life. I think you've got to enjoy your life. So that is very important. And I'll put on the players as well. As I just mentioned, the guys are enjoying the hard work, which, again, is always a really good sign to come into the season. Yeah, Pikey certainly put a lot of time and emphasis on the, I suppose, the really important stuff, which is the footy, the weights, the conditioning, and yeah, and that time to gel together, which you need time for too.
Port Adelaide co-captains, Adelaide Crows co-captains,
Rush Hour single captains.
Do both of you go and do the coin toss? Do you both hold the Premiership Cup at the same time?
What are you doing?
You know what's the structure? Sloane Dodd being a co-captain.
Is it one on, one off?
Sure, mate. No, one on, one off. I said, all right, I'll take the Melbourne games. He can take
there you go.
Any former New South Wales games, and we'll just mix up the whole
That's better.
So, that'll be fine. I reckon it's great for Port too.
Yeah,
obviously, two great people. I know Tom and Ollie quite well, and they're both very, very good footballers and exceptional leaders of their club as well.
Sloane, Port fans are probably, some of them struggling to come to terms with, but the size of the role, just explain to people that the role is bigger than one man. It is an enormous onus to not only lead, to play well, but to do everything else outside of what is the 2 hours on a Saturday at a footy club, isn't it?
There is a lot more requirements, I think, now, especially of the captains. And I suppose in a town like Adelaide too, there's probably a bit more scrutiny on that sort of role in particular as well, whereas a couple other states where there's a few more teams or not as so much media hype or scrutiny around it all, I think you can just share the load a bit easier. Unfairly sometimes, I think things can get blamed on captains, whereas there is 45 other blokes on the team that are all responsible for game day performances as well.
Are you a rock, paper or scissors man? For those who don't know, that's how they're going to do the coin toss in AFLX on Friday night. What do you go with, Sloane?
Depends on my opponent. If I can sense my opponent's going to be a rocks man, I'll just change the call late sort of thing. So I'm a real reader of the opposition.
Yeah. Do you reckon? I reckon most rock men are guys who think they're real tough and outwardly tough because it's just, you know, that symbol. They've already got the clenched fist. They're going to play rock like Jar. Jar, I'd throw that out there. So I'd be just smothering the paper
every
time.
I'm a rock man.
Other in the paper. I don't know if I'd do paper. I'd be thinking people would be thinking go paper because there's a rocks man, so I'd be going scissors because you'd go the paper.
Yeah.
Now, mate, have you been out in the ocean? Have you grabbed your board because Ollie likes skiing and rips his shoulders out of his sockets?
Have you been told to pull it back a gear because you've been out there with the sharks and the dolphins on your stand-up? Is that been
what have you been doing?
Yeah, I've managed to get in the ocean a fair bit, actually.
Nice.
Recently we did a community camp down in the York Peninsula, a couple of us just headed it a little further south down to Inners National Park. And we managed to surf with about 20 dolphins that were swimming under our board.
Stop
myself,
it.
Hugh Greenwood, Paul Hunter, and John Butts too came out. So it was a nice little surf just
Pikey?
All of us out there. Mm. No Pikey. Yeah.
Okay. Big Sauce?
He's not
he loves
surfer.
It. Loves it.
We're at the Red Baron out in the ocean.
Lynchy? Sauce?
Yeah,
none
of those. Those all boys are land based animals.
And naturally, no blindfolds, no any of the stuff on that camp. Sloane?
No, none of that.
Fantastic. Well, good luck, mate, Friday night, AFLX.
It's coming to a
screen near you. I think on behalf of all the Adelaide fans. Yeah, actually, we've said that.
Absolutely.
Tune in.
I'll take your stats.
But whatever you do, mate, make sure it's Mickey Mouse and you don't tackle anyone and get hurt.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot of fun for us all. I mean, you see the caliber of guys that are playing. It's going to be great viewing. So make sure you tune in. It'll be highly skilled. And, I don't think there'll be too many tackles. Oh, I just can't help myself sometimes.
Yeah, you can't, mate.
The ball, I want to tackle.
I would tackle Danger. I would tackle Rewalt. I would tackle those gentlemen because there's every chance a lot of that 50K might fall out that they've received.
That is ludicrous, by the way. I actually know the numbers and you're far off.
Wow.
No, well, don't ruin a good story,
there
mate.
You go.
Nowhere near it.
I think it's more 150. No, I'm joking.
Great to talk
to you,
mate.
Mate.
Have lots of fun. And look after yourself. And cannot wait to talk to you on a regular basis. Yeah. And great to hear that you're super healthy, mate, and up and about.
We'll see you in studio in the next couple of weeks.
There he is, the great man, brother. Rory Sloane, every single week here on the Rush Hour through season 2019. He's Triple M's own, Adelaide's own, and their new co-captain. Yeah. It's a Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M. Port Adelaide about to start a brand new era of co-captaincy. 149 years, Jars, of having the singular captain will be done and dusted around 3:30 press conference, where Port will announce Ollie Wines and Tommy Jonas will be the captains of the football club. Well done to those two young men. Twitter, Simon says, our argument that clubs need two captains is not valid. I get there is more workload, but a captain and vice captain can do the exact same thing as dual captains. To change our history and ignore the members is just wrong. A captain, by definition, is one person. Common theme coming through on Twitter. Just had a quick read about it all. Co-captains equals no captain. Sad day for this once proud and ruthless. Coming up a lot, ruthless football club. I'm very disappointed with his decision. The majority of members wanted one captain. So if the board ever goes on about the importance of the members, or we listen to our members, well, sorry, but you've been telling fibs. Well, it's a pretty strong call as well.
There is a backlash out there, Luke.
Let's get to the phone, Jars, and see what's happening.
Andrew of Port Adelaide. G'day, mate. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, how you going, lads? Good, good, good. Yeah, look, I'm not real keen on two captains. I really don't think there's a place for it. I think I'm just sitting in the car now. My daughter's driving. She's on her heels.
Yeah.
And, I'm just scanning the road. But I'm just thinking, even then, just thinking, there's only one room for a driver, and I really think that you can be someone that can help, and talk it out. Yeah. But really, guys, I think one guy, you know, one voice, listen up. When you get into the huddle, one captain, one person. You can break away, but it's to front the media. It's like LeBron James. You know, LeBron James is the captain. He fronts the media. He backs his guys in. And then you got your coaches, and et cetera, who got Koshy, et cetera. Yeah. They do the right things. I think when you start to branch out, it can divide a club.
All right,
personally.
Beautiful, Andrew. Keep your eyes back on the road. Yeah. Have fun teaching your daughter how to drive, and let's move on.
Marco from Fairview Park. G'day, Marco.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Good, Marco. Your take on the co-captaincy announcement coming?
You mentioned in the opening 149 years of history. What the hell is going on? It's not good. We wear number one as our captain. Always has, always will. And how can they? What are they going to do now? Put 0.5 on each of those two guys?
No. Do you think that they'll explain today? I'm sure they'll explain why they've gone with the two of them. Do you think it's not reward for both men who have shown great leadership and really great improvement that the two of them will be better than one?
Yeah, but like Andrew said, you can always break away. You need one voice, one face, one person wearing number one. That's what the whole idea of number one is.
But do you?
To be the man.
Okay, do you? Sydney won a flag with co-captains.
Oh, we're not talking about Sydney.
No, I know, and I get it. The history is a massive part.
We're talking about Port Adelaide.
Yeah, but
Jars,
I mean,
you despise Port Adelaide because of that. We are the only club in Australia, captain number one.
Game's changed.
Always has, always will. Game's changed doesn't mean the club's got to change.
No, I know that.
If they're talking about listening to members, what do the members want? Members want one captain. Listen to the members, boys.
Beautiful, Marco. Thanks. We've got to keep rolling.
Kevin of Victor Harbour. G'day, Kev.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Kev, what's your take on co-captains?
I can see the negatives, but I can also see the positives, spreading out the responsibility between two people instead of having a one pressure on one person.
Yep.
I can see that because footy, as you said, is a full-time commitment, and it's a lot to bear for one person. You know, it's better if it's spread out among two. And also, I'd just be happy just to see us get into the finals this year without ripping my hair out.
Yeah, that will make everybody happy and forget about who's captain and who isn't. Good call.
Good on you, Kev. Let's go to Rick of Huntsfield Heights. G'day, Rick.
Afternoon, chaps.
What's your take? Not happy?
Not happy, Jan?
Not happy. Not happy at all. Nah, the other guys have pretty much nailed it with what they've said, but probably the media commitments will probably be spread a little bit better with two. That's about the only positive I can get out of it.
Yeah.
149 years down the drain.
Changed. 149 years.
Down the drain.
So, Rick, you've changed jumper already. You've changed song.
No. What?
No.
What are they going to wear?
I'm just giving you an example of what's happened so far because you had to, right?
You had to change
not
your jumper.
You had to change your jumper. Yeah. You've changed your colours. You had to change your song, your logo, to get this ambition of trying to be the best in Australia outside of the sample. Mm. So is it just not moving forward with the times in a sense that it's not trying to disrespect the heritage, but we're just going to move forward and try and make the best decision to get the best out of our players who then can give us the best result, which is being in the business of trying to win premierships?
That's what we're here for, to win premierships, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's been Port LA's mantra, isn't it?
That's right. So the number one goes away.
Yeah.
It's all away.
Yeah.
Not given out.
And yeah, until such time as, and we're going to talk to Dom Cassisi later about, does it go away until such time there is a standout one man for the captaincy?
So I'd still see there's a place for vice captains in the leadership team, the leadership group.
Deputy vice.
Fair point, Rick.
Good
thanks,
on you, mate. Take care.
Thanks, everyone.
Oh, they're passionate, Lou.
They are.
They're flat too, some of them.
Oh, they are. And it's intriguing. We'll come back to the board not listening to the members.
Mm.
So,
3:30 is a press conference.
Yeah, 3:30, we'll get the official announcement. Let's not miss in this whole story what an achievement it is for Ollie Wines and Tom Jonas.
Wonderful young men.
To be named captain of an AFL club, any club,
good
is
luck,
a great honour to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what it just means is, and this the outrage is, I would say, save your outrage until see what happens during the year, because you might be sitting there and going, this has been a great decision because these two blokes have gone above and beyond.
Yep.
And the team's
and
gone
taken
above
a side
and
with them.
Do you know what I mean?
All right. Good stuff.
John, is he going to give Louis credit for this?
What?
He's the mailman. He's the
mailman. Yeah,
Louis would be too humble for me to do this. Can I play this?
Yeah.
Play it.
All right. Okay, you have to.
This was a couple of days ago, almost exactly
to the hour.
I don't normally do this part, but I'm hearing this and I'm going to go with it. I reckon, and I'm pretty confident, very confident, that Port are going to go with co-captains for season 2019.
Ooh, Lulu.
All right.
It's not that hard, really, is it? What you do is you...
Well done, champ.
Without trying to get into your lane again.
No, not at all.
Get your information, get the facts straight, announce it, and then move on.
That's it. That's it.
Make the statement, get it right.
Get it in, get it
move
out.
Move on. Put your left foot in, put your left foot out,
and
put
get
your left
out.
Foot in, and you shake it all about.
It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on Triple M.
Uh-huh. Hey.
The Rush Hour, Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.
The AFL drug policy and drug issue is in the spotlight again today, Jars. Ross Stevenson, who's 3AW in Melbourne, one of the big stations.
He's a big dog over there, isn't he?
Certainly is. Made a massive call suggesting that anywhere up to 16 players from one AFL club, just one club, up to 16 players, have registered for mental health issues, which then exempts them from the drug policy. Now, have a listen. This is what Ross actually said this morning on Melbourne Radio.
The suggestion is that at one club, as many as 16 players have reported mental health issues, which means they are then not tested?
For illicit drugs.
For illicit drugs. You've repeated that a couple of times since then.
Well, am I right or wrong?
Ross, you are right. You know why?
Why?
Because nobody has corrected you.
So that's the massive claim coming out of Melbourne this morning. All right. Before we jump into it, I just want to play something. Patrick Dangerfield, of course, heading up AFLX, and the boys have had a light training run this morning over there, was asked about this statement, about this big call. Here's what he had to say in relation to it.
No. I'm not sure where those numbers have come from, but I think they've been, to be honest, plucked out of the sky, and I would severely doubt that.
Paddy Dangerfield there.
I don't think Paddy would know.
No,
in fairness,
I reckon Paddy shouldn't have played at that. I reckon he should have left it alone.
Look, guys,
it's not my. How would I know?
I don't know.
I don't know any other clubs' businesses.
Surely this cannot be true. 16 players at one AFL club. 16 over 18 clubs. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's got Jeff Kennett and Pete Gordon, which are the respective presidents.
Eduardo,
not so bad. He goes, it's working better than it used to.
Yeah,
the current system.
But he'd still have concerns.
Absolutely, but. My concern is this, if this is indeed true, and this is where I'm trying to find out the facts. If you report or register as having mental health issues, that you are then exempt from being tested for illicit drugs, that is the greatest loophole
absolutely
in AFL footy and a flaw in the policy, which is doing a lot of good. And it also then goes on to back up what Caroline Wilson has suggested, that clubs are really getting the irrits with a lot of, or not a lot of their players, but some of their players, for this self-reporting of mental health and the abuse of the mental health clause to get away with making poor decisions on the weekend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So to me, if true, It's a black hole. It is a massive loophole that the players are exploiting, and it wouldn't be hard from a playing group point of view. I'm just rambling here now, not from experience, but go. Just say, for instance, if you knew that and that happened, and then a young fella comes into the footy club and says, "Oh, actually, I made a couple of poor decisions the other night."
Yeah.
What's to stop one of the other players saying, "Well, hey, if you go to the club doctor, get yourself on the mental health list, you're going to be okay because if you test, you'll be all right because this is your defence." Because at the moment, that is the defence. And that, to me, is just an abuse of something that is such a serious issue, which is mental health. And we know it's growing every single day in footy and in general
epidemic,
life. Mate. All right? So if that's the loophole...
Well, the AFL got to jump on top of this and shut this down. Buddy, two strikes is not enough for me. It's zero tolerance. You know, you know my thoughts on this, and I know I bang on about it, but it's got to be zero tolerance because that's what we expect in society, Lou.
Well, it's not the zero tolerance, Jazz. That is great, but in theory, yes.
But why two strikes, Lou?
Zero tolerance works as a deterrent, all right? But
this ain't working. Two strikes is not working. I don't agree with it.
But what we're about is helping people. Everybody can make a mistake from time to time.
I understand.
You've got to have the ability to pick someone up and dust them off and give them another chance. It's the guys who are using it the wrong way. Mm. And how do you fix that? How do you keep the actual system to be used correctly?
Right.
How do we keep that and not allow it to be abused like it appears to be? And I say appears to be because we can't confirm 100%. But if that's the case, and if that's your footy club,
that is, well,
you're going, well, hang on a minute, how do we get around this? Because we have an issue.
And that football club has a massive issue with illicit drugs, wherever it is.
And you go,
if it's true or not.
And it's unfair because mental health is real, is bad, is killing the game, is killing society.
Correct.
But we can't have it being used as a loophole. So
fix
AFL, I don't know,
Ed,
Stevie Hocking and Co. and Gil. Yeah.
Don't worry about AFLX.
Yeah.
Get your bloody teeth into this.
I would suggest don't even go on Friday night. I would suggest get stuck into that.
Well said.
Righto, Jazz. Port Adelaide, 149 years of tradition has gone out the window. I don't see it like that. I actually like it. Two captains now at Port Adelaide, Tom Jonas and Ollie Wines, and they should be celebrated. And joining us now is a former captain of the footy club, actually number 62.
Is he really?
The 62nd captain of that great football club, the one and only Dom Cassisi. Big day for the footy club with the announcement.
It is a massive day. Yeah, very exciting day for the footy club, and in particular the two guys that have been given the honour to lead the club for the next few years.
And I think it's really important we start there, Dom, that it's a massive honour, and these two gentlemen, Ollie Wines and Tommy Jonas, both different types, both different qualities, but I would think very deserved of getting a chance to lead this great footy club.
Yeah, definitely, and that's really the story behind these two guys is, I just hope it doesn't get lost amongst all the discussion around tradition and all that sort of stuff, which you've got to respect, but... You know, look at Tommy Jonas. I remember when he first walked in the club on the rookie list and didn't come with a lot of expectation, but he worked hard. And remember him saying, I don't know how I'm going to break in the team. I don't even know how I'm going to get one game. You know, and came in as a shutdown defender. And then his development over the last sort of 4, 5, 6 years as a player, but also the way he, how strong he is around the playing group is actually an amazing story. So, he should be super proud, and as a former teammate and supporter of the footy club, I reckon it's awesome. And then for Ollie, Ollie could have gone to any club he wanted to last year, and players move around pretty easily at the moment. And he was loyal, he wanted to stay, he's committed to it. And, the way he leads the younger brigade there and what he will learn off working with Tommy closely over the next few years, it's going to be an awesome collaboration between the two, and we're very fortunate as a club to have two guys like that to be able to carry us on.
Dom, you got a close ear to some Port Adelaide officials down there. How long did it take them to make this decision to go with co-captains and the backlash? Has there been some backlash, back to you being a former Port Adelaide champ and a captain?
I haven't had any backlash, Jazz. I mean, I know that there's plenty of noise out there about the tradition and preference for one captain. But in terms of the time frame, I mean, I don't reckon it would have... It's a normal time frame to decide on a new leader or new leaders at the club. I think it would have been the same amount of time it would have taken when they were deciding on me or Bokey or whatever. So I don't think it dragged out any further because they were deliberating. I think, at the end of the day, the same process applies at every club pretty much. Mm-hmm. And it's about, what are the... what do the players will live and die by in terms of trademarks and behaviours? The support staff get involved.
Yeah.
Clubs taking what the members are saying. I don't think people really understand how serious the club takes it and the exhaustive process that's involved.
Mate, you've been a modern day captain, all right? So you've played under the new Port Adelaide that's been in the AFL. How do you feel about the tradition being, and it's not being thrown out the window because, like you said, it's careful consideration, but how do you feel about the change? Do you feel one way or the other?
If the club has identified that the best thing right at this point in time is to have two captains, then that's what it is. And they know, as supporters, we see the guys run out for 2 hours on a weekend.
Yeah.
But it's the other 60 hours, Monday to Friday, that where the genuine leadership comes out as well.
Dom, what should happen with the number one jumper then? Because both players won't be wearing it.
Yeah, I think it's the number one jumper will probably stay at bay until there's a single captain again, I guess. Right. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I think, you know, unless they wear 0.5 each.
You had to go there, didn't you?
I'm not bad with numbers, you know. I think each. I assume that Ollie and Jonah will wear their numbers that they've been wearing, and then in 3 or 4 years' time, the club might have one captain, and that person will number one. Yeah. I think that's probably a roll out, but
beautiful, Dom. Well, yeah,
but then you know what? One day the club might have a captain, one captain that doesn't want to wear the number one.
Well, yeah, but then he's up against the tradition of the club, and then he'll need Tom Jonas, the lawyer, to talk himself out of that and extricate himself out of that situation.
But it's interesting. It's interesting because I think Jeff Motley at one stage didn't wear number one, and Trent Cotchin wears number 9, not number 17.
Yeah, at Richmond, which is Captain Blood, Jack Dyer. Yeah, good call.
And he copped it at the time, but now he's a premiership captain. He's a legend.
Well, mate, why are you making things harder for everyone? We just want to know whether it's because I think
All I'm saying is it's a modern game now. Yeah. It's a modern game. It's two captains. Some captains aren't aware of the tradition, like Cotchin. We'll be open-minded.
The game's changed. I think that's well said, mate. Beautiful. Thanks for your time,
Dom. Buddy.
Thanks, guys.
There it is. Go back to doing what you do best, mate. And we'll talk to you soon.
I've got to run, boys. I've got to go. All right, see you, boys.
Former Port Adelaide skipper Dom Cassisi on the Rush Hour with Jarnes and Louis. He's a big fan of the dual captains, Ollie Wines and Tommy Jonas. It's the Rush Hour.
Triple M. $1,000 every weekday with Jarnes and Louis just after 3 p.m. 10
cards. You beauty.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name.
All right, family. Big day for the quiz today. D-Day. We've had two hang-ups the last 2 days where they have failed in the attempts, and it's under the Rush Hour protocols, rules and regulations. If you can't get any of the first three right and you haven't thrown out the Automasters, it's bye-bye.
It's all over.
What sound does the truck make when it backs up?
Yeah, it's a very, beep, very... Beep, 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 beep. It's see you later.
And we do it.
And don't ring us again.
Yeah, and we do it for the very reason, because those who play along passively in your car...
It's standard.
You want entertainment, you want answers.
Yeah, and it's elite standard.
And we can't have you getting frustrated and angry on the roads, because that transfers into road rage.
Because you've missed probably another 7 or 8 questions that you might have got.
And one of the best segments on the show. Let's be honest with it, gets railroaded. All right, so again, just right remembering, let's hope they don't follow my lead and go back to back to back. All right, who's playing today, Jas? No
Steve,
pressure.
Steve from Craigmore joins us. G'day, Steve. Welcome.
Thank you, boys. How are we?
Stevie, it's a big day for the quiz, which means it's a big day for you, which means it's a big day for this segment.
It's a big day for everyone by the sound of it.
It is. You've got an Automasters lifeline to be used at your discretion. As I said, if there's anything that just doesn't look right in the first three, we're going to say bye-bye, okay?
Sounds good, boys.
The beauty of this is we've only reworded 2 questions, I think, from the last couple of days, Murph.
That's great news for me.
So if you're a fan of the show, Stevie Boy, good luck. 60 seconds, 10 questions, 1 Automasters lifeline. Your time starts at the end of the first question. Here is the gift.
Name a power player who is not a co-captain, Steve.
Travis Boak.
Name one AFLX team.
That would be the Bolts.
Okay, what sport is young Simona Di Silvestro famous for?
Automasters.
Which supercar driver did Jars mistakenly refer to as Rusty this week?
That would be, I believe, Pass.
Yep.
True or false, Andrew Gaze is quitting as coach of the Sydney Kings.
False.
What sport is played in a new tournament called The 100?
Pass.
What sport does Milicic coach?
Ante Milicic.
That'll do.
It's soccer.
Who are Port playing in the AFL Under 23 trial game this weekend?
Adelaide Crows.
What AFL team does US talk show host Conan O'Brien train with this week?
Who did he train with?
Pass.
What capital city are the Crows AFLW team playing this weekend?
Sorry, can you repeat that one?
No, I can't because the buzzer's gone.
Did it go? Yeah, it did go.
Doesn't matter anyhow, Stevie. Good effort, though. Brought some redemption back to the quiz.
Yeah, a bit of respect.
Just.
Analysing now.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Correct.
Yeah, that'll do, Steve. There is something in that for us, mate. Well played.
Thanks, boys. Cheers for that.
All good right. on you, mate.
Everyone else, what does he get for his troubles, by the way, everybody?
Oh, double pass to Superloop 500 Saturday night concert. This has got Jet, Living Anne live at the Superloop Adelaide 500 Saturday, March 2. Book now at superloopadl500.com.au.
Enjoy that, awesome. Stevie boy.
Well done, mate.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy appreciate
the rest of your Thursday. Thanks for getting some redemption for us. Simona Di Silvestro, she's famous for car racing, V8s. That's what she drives. Mark Winterbottom was the man Jars mistakenly referred to as Rusty instead of Frosty. Close, I thought.
Number five.
Andrew Gaze is quitting as the coach of the Sydney Kings. That's
going
true.
Back home.
He didn't want to go through the lengthy process the owners wanted. He wanted to get back to his family.
Seven.
New tournament called the 100, which is question six.
Did he get that wrong?
Yeah, what sport is that?
It's cricket.
He passed. He eventually got Ante Milicic.
The Poms play that.
Yeah. Women's soccer was near enough. And Conan O'Brien trained with the Swannies this week.
Your boys.
Triple M tried to put up his my long lost brother.
Your boy. And a Red Baron media. Too, isn't
yeah,
he?
Exactly.
White is he?
Well, yeah, he's a ghost. Man's a ghost. And the capital city the Crows AFLW team are playing in this weekend is Darwin. The girls are up in the NT trying to continue on their good form.
That's better. Lou.
Quiz is back. Just.
Who's up next?
And I reckon right now, Port press conference underway to confirm Ollie Wines and Tommy Jonas as co-captains for season 2019.
And we've got Tom Cassisi next on Triple M.
Yesterday!
It's official. Port have got co-captains, first time in their 149-year history. Kenny Hinckley, the press conference has gone down. Righto, Ken, on the dual appointment and the reasons behind it.
This role has got bigger than it's ever been. You know, the information we kept getting was this can be a working party that's incredibly successful. I'll say it one more time. It gives us the absolute best chance to win. And there's the one thing I know that Port Adelaide people and us as a football club stand for. It's winning, and we think this gives us the absolute best chance to win. We'll never jeopardise anything other than winning at this football club. It's the most important part.
And you're very passionate about, and they're setting themselves for a very big year.
Co-captain's best chance to win.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It is actually the noose around the neck. Inadvertently, Port fans, but Will, is if it goes pear-shaped, that'll be seen
be
as,
very
as
ugly.
One of the ones.
It'll be
exactly.
very ugly if it goes
but
pear-shaped.
It's backing himself in, backing in what they think is best. Mm. And right now, like you said about the number, there's no clear standout. Two are better than one in his eyes and those people who have the power to make that call. All right? Tom Jonas on the honour of being captain and what he's looking forward to doing.
Like Kenny touched on, I think we're lucky that we've got strengths that complement each other and I think in this day and age, two can be better than one. So I'm really eager to work beside Ollie and share this moment, but also many positive moments going forward.
I'm really wrapped for Tommy. He's a rookie list player. I'm not sure any rookie list player has ascended to the captaincy of an AFL club. I could be wrong, but outstanding and thoroughly deserved. Yeah. Ollie also spoke, said a lot of similar things about the captaincy, looking forward to sharing it, but gave an update on that skiing injury, the shoulder, and where he's at and when he'll be due back and be a chance to captain the football club.
Yeah, I've only really got the sling off for this, to be honest. But no, it's coming along. In the sling for probably another week or two, but all things are on track and realistically probably looking around the first month of the season. So we'll keep progressing in the gym and then eventually to running and, it won't be long.
There's Ollie and Tom and months. Ken, and they are looking forward to a massive season. Lost in all of this, not only is the fact that those two young men deserve to be captain of a football club, is that a good mate of ours, Hamish Hartlett, is the new vice-captain out at Port Adelaide.
I was a bit surprised with that selection because he's had that 12 months off with that knee recon.
But maybe that was the catalyst. with the work he's been able to do whilst injured and put that ahead of himself.
He did do a fair bit of work in the box.
Yeah.
Became like some sort of mentor and
That shows a lot. There's a man that's been on the trade block for a couple of years out of the last so many years. So well done to Hammer. Yeah. Thoroughly deserved.
Spot on.
And I'll say this. Good luck to all involved.
Okay.
All right? Because it's...
End of the day, it's win-loss.
It is. Porter in End for a big year. Need to win. So Tommy Need Jonas, to Ollie Wines, Kenny Hinkley and Hamish Hartlett. Good luck to you all. We hope you have a great season. Yeah. And we're done.